ABC Radio Australia.
Hundreds of people have been self-evacuating to the much larger and more developed Santo Island, but the Vanuatu government is insisting that it will only facilitate the movement of people to the nearby Maiwo Island. Because today is a public holiday marking Vanuatu's 38 years of independence, it's expected those operations won't begin until at least Wednesday. Kathleen Tahi is the assistant principal at one of Umbai's schools, but she's already on Santo, having previously evacuated with nearly 300 students and dozens of staff to Luganville. She and many, many others are questioning the government's decision to relocate the people of Umbai to Maiwo.
My point of view is because if they go to Maiwo, they'll just be facing more difficulties because Maiwo is also experiencing ash and also they're thinking how they're going to survive and all this. But Santo, they can find a job or something to at least to live. Survive.
So do you think the government has made the wrong decision by saying that it's going to focus its energies on moving people to Maiwo?
In my opinion, I think that's roughly like that, but because Maiwo is also experiencing ash fall, so people of Maiwo will be also struggling. Like when there's so many people going up to Maiwo, it just makes life more harder for them, for the people of Maiwo and also these people going up.
Well, Jesse Benjamin is the Director General of Vanuatu's Geohazards and Disaster Management Ministry. He says the government is sticking by its decision, and when asked if this evacuation this time round would be temporary, he had this to say.
The government's intention is not to repeat the same thing over and over again. So we wanted to provide a second home option, a more permanent option. But if, like, for example, in the near future, so maybe the volcano died down and something magical happened that there was no more eruptions and no more ashes, then they should find their way back to their homes. But we won't be pushing them back. We say, go home, everything is okay now, because the signs are not telling us that, you know, this volcano will come down any sooner or will go extinct or remain dormant.
There are some concerns, though, that the ash is actually causing issues in Maiwo and even in parts of Pentecost. Are you aware of that?
Yes, we are aware of that.
Is that a concern, sending people to areas that are already now being affected as well, still by ash?
No, it's not. It's not detrimental. They can live with it. Even in Santo, they are receiving ashes from Umbai.
But as you say, it's deemed serious enough on Umbai that people should not be living there anymore.
Yeah, I mean, the government can continuously provide water and food. When there's no improvement, it's not sustainable. It's not logical to continue to put something, you know, it's going to a hole and there's no progress.